1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. And as you know, we have an ongoing controversy concerning the United States spy plane that was downed by the Chinese. It wasn't downed by the Chinese. That's it's an inaccurate statement. It was involved in a mid-air collision with a Chinese jet fighter, which did go into the South China Sea. Apparently, they have given up the hope of ever finding that Chinese pilot. In the meantime, the crew of the U.S. spy plane landed on Hainan Island in China and were taken into custody by the Chinese. And the plane itself, the EP-3, did I say EP-3? Isn't that the EP, MP-3? I keep getting that Napster thing. The whatever the hell the thing is, the airplane with the funny-looking wings, was stripped by the Chinese and looked at, and generally doing, you know, they're doing things on that airplane that the Americans are not really appreciating. When are we going to get the crew back? When are we going to get the plane back? You heard my take on this yesterday. I think that Bush is, well, he's Bush, man. He's just, I say no Bush, man. This guy, whatever it is he's trying to get done, he ain't getting it done. And they finally backed off a little bit today. Colin Powell said they regret the loss of the Chinese pilot, which goes a little bit down the road toward the ultimate apology that the Chinese say that they want for A, spying on their country, and B, downing the airplane and all these other things. Among the many people who are looking at this situation and among the many people who are feeling very passionate about it, an organization called Students for Change, Jeff Dowder, who is a member of Students for Change, is also a part-time professor at California University of Institute of Technology, and he's on the line with us from Pasadena right now. And Mr. Dowder, this incident has students rallied. Why?
Well, I think that this incident with the Chinese, with the American spy plane, has rallied a lot of students, because while we do believe that the United States government has in a lot of ways been corrupt, we also think that you know, that you circle the wagons when somebody is coming at you. And I believe that we need to circle the wagons now. This is about our country. It's not about any internal problem we may have. It's about America and how the Chinese are, we think, taking advantage of those crew people. And what we demand is that they get them back to America today, and they can do what they want, probably with the plane, although we probably feel that it is American territory that needs to be returned.
So you want them, your organization, representing how many campuses, by the way?
Right now, Students for Change is on a couple of campuses. We've got students at UCLA. We have some students at the University of San Diego State and at PCC, Pasadena City College.
Three schools right now.
Three schools, but we do have a lot of people who are interested, and we've got a lot of hits on our website.
All right. What are you guys proposing? Because we look at some of the information that your organization has released. We're also looking at some of the information that the U.S. government has released concerning this. What are you proposing by way of getting these pilots back? Because this is a big country. America does a lot of business with them.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Mr. Henry. America does do a lot of business with China, but one thing that we have in our favor that China does not have, and that is the number of, in this country, Chinese who are doing business who can be actively hurt by an economic boycott if we so choose. So
you're talking about a homegrown economic boycott?
Homegrown economic boycott against the Chinese, and I believe should start in the Chinese town of a lot of different towns. Most cities have a Chinese town. In downtown LA, we have the largest Chinese town in LA. So we, in my opinion, got to hit them where it hurts, and that's right in the pocketbook.
When you're talking about Chinese businesses, such as?
Well, I mean, the number of Chinese restaurants in America today exceeds the number that they have in China, even, which is pretty interesting. I think you can target Panda Panda, Pickup Sticks, Pan Express, the Green Dragon, the Walk-In, and begin to, and also the Chinese town restaurants that you go to. It's our opinion that in so cutting off the Chinese town restaurants, that the economic pinch that the Chinese town merchants are going to feel is ultimately going to be communicated back to China. Also, a lot of...
Okay, so just so we can clarify, you are proposing that Americans boycott Chinese restaurants, starting with... You mentioned Pan to Pan and Pick Up Sticks. Those are like American...
Yeah, but they do serve up Chinese cuisine. I mean, and a lot of people... I think it's symbolic right now. And
yeah, but if you boycott Pan to Pan and Pick Up Sticks and whatever other, franchised Chinese restaurants there are across this country, you're essentially hurting American interests.
Well, that's a good point. And it's just, for me, I think it's symbolic, though. We do propose a lot of different symbolic statements. A lot of people who have, in the past, for instance, something as simple as ordering Chinese chicken salad makes a negative statement if you order Chinese chicken salad. When many students in this country are doing boycotts against the stir fry or not to buy a wok, all we're doing is we're saying if you purchase a wok, if you stir fry anything, you risk the torture of American flyers. Symbolic protests against China, I think, right now can be do a world of good on a lot of things.
Jeff Dowder is with an organization called Students for Change. He's also an assistant professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. And their organization is calling for an economic boycott against the Chinese here in the United States, having to do with not going to Chinese restaurants. And you mentioned Panda Panda, Pickup Sticks. But even the restaurants owned by Chinese, I'd imagine.
I'm sorry?
The restaurants that are owned by the Chinese.
Yeah. And a lot of the places...
I mean, I can tell you this, Mr. Dowder. My favorite Chinese restaurant is a place called a Mandarin Walk in Thousand Oaks. That's owned by Chinese people from Taiwan. They're not even from mainland China.
Well, I think in that instance, it's good to determine the ownership. If you go in on a takeout order, and if you're talking to whoever's behind the counter who's bringing the box up on the takeout, you say to them in casual conversation, by the way, are you communist or do you come from the Taiwan? If they say they're from Taiwan, I guess you go ahead and give them your plastic. But if they say they originally come from Hong Kong, then I would not at that time then give them the credit card. I probably just...
Leave the order on the counter.
Yeah, leave it in the box because they a lot of times they'll give you a Chinese takeout order in a box. And
all right, so we're talking about symbolic protests. By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, talking here with Jeff Dowder about symbolic protests against the Chinese on the capture of our plane.
I think you just got to go. You let China know that you don't play their game. You just got to let China know that you're not going to play their game, because I think there's so much that's going down right now where the Chinese think we're going to play their game. One of the things you need to remember about the Chinese is that they are very intelligent. They love to play mind games. If you know anything with the Chinese, Japanese, or Korean people, they're always messing with your mind and stuff because you don't know what they're thinking about. They're really polite, but in the meantime, they say stuff in Chinese behind your back about what a pile you are or whatever. And they're always messing with your head. They say, yeah, thanks for coming in. Do you want the sweet and sour pork or do you want some egg roll? Then they'll turn around and talk to another Chinese guy and say, look at that turd that I'm serving. It just, I think it's wrong. And
you don't know what they're saying, man, unless you're speaking Chinese.
No, that's true. That's a good point. But you get the feeling, man, you go into a Chinese restaurant that they do that, and that's the part that I think is wrong.
All right, symbolic protests against the Chinese, the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I'm glad that's an excellent example of how we can economically impact China by not attending any screening of Hidden Tiger, Crouching Dragon. If you've seen that movie since Saturday night, you could be personally responsible for bamboo shoots going up underneath an American serviceman's fingernail and some inscrutable Chinese guy there with a Zippo lighter that he pulled off the body of a GI in Vietnam is going, yeah, let me light that for you. I mean, that's uncool. Let the Chinese know that we're not playing their game.
I think you've got some stereotypical ideas of the Chinese that I, you know.
Like what?
Well, like the Zippo lighter that he pulled off the body of a dead GI in Vietnam. I mean, all of that plays to a sort of xenophobia that I don't think is very healthy.
Well, Mr. Henry, we want to make a statement. We want our flyers back. We want the plane back. This is a departure for me. I spent a lot of time in this in recent times protesting American government policy, but I think that the Chinese, you know, I think that, you know, you circle the wagons. Nobody gets to say that your mother wears army boots.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder from the organization Students for Change. They want the pilots and they want the flyers and the plane back. They believe in a homegrown economic boycott, not going to Chinese restaurants, not going to see the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and don't order Chinese chicken salad as a symbolic way of trying to economically impact the Chinese here in America. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show, and this is Jeff Dowder from Students for Change. And I just find it really interesting that students now are banding together to protest a foreign government's policy as opposed to American government policy. But you guys believe that these servicemen should be brought back.
It's something that's really important to me. I mean, I have always enjoyed going to Chinese town in L.A. I come from the Temple City area of the L.A. area, and you know, now all of a sudden the Chinese take our plane, and after all of the millions and millions of dollars that Americans have spent in Chinese town, I would go down there as a kid. I'd get like cherry bombs or whatever, and now I think that.
Well, what do you think? This is a betrayal by the Chinese people against the American people?
I think the Chinese people should get their government to give back to Americans. I mean, look at all the Chinese towns that we have in America. Doesn't that prove something? That we are a people who embrace everybody. And what did they do? They took the airplane, and now they're not going to let it take off. To me, that's bogus to the maximum areas. You know?
Okay, 1-800, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sohee on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Ma'am, your name might indicate that you are Asian-American, perhaps?
Yes, I'm Korean-American.
Korean-American, go ahead.
I just think you sound so stereotypical.
Are you Chinese or are you Korean?
I'm Korean.
Okay, so right away you...
And what does that mean? You stop buying woks? I mean, how stereotypical does that sound?
No, all I'm trying to say is, and I think it's predictable that you would be on the side of the Chinese being Korean.
I'm just saying you should let the government handle it as is. And just because they're Chinese restaurant owners does not mean that they support what's going on over in China.
Well, what about...
So don't you think that you'd be hurting the economy here? I mean, Chinese people do a lot of business for American businesses. I mean,
I don't think... Well, wait a second. It's called a Chinese restaurant, right?
Yes.
That indicates that it's owned by the Chinese.
Not necessarily. There are some Japanese restaurants that are owned by Koreans. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, what's that all about?
I don't know. What does it have to be about anything?
Well, I mean, what's that all about? If I go to a Japanese restaurant, I got some Korean dude serving it up. I mean...
Well, forget that. I mean, let's get back to your idea of an economic boycott, boycotting Chinese restaurants.
Yes, sir. And a Panda Panda.
Well, that's what I said to you. Panda Panda is owned... That's an American corporation.
Has the Korean lady ever been to pick up sticks?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And you don't think an economic boycott of pick up sticks would be felt strongly in Beijing?
No, I don't, because they serve a lot of Americanized cuisine.
Yeah, that stuff ain't even Chinese food.
Yeah.
You know, I was in China once in Beijing. I had the Peking duck. The food over there is like out there, man. It's like you eat duck brain and stuff. And
really?
Yeah. And a lot of noodles and the whole trip. So,
what's the most favorite place in China?
Well, What has that got to do with me going to China? You're the guy that's asking me about boycotting Chinese restaurants.
I just think that, well, lady, I mean, what's your idea?
My idea is to let the government handle it as is. I really don't think banning any of the Chinese restaurants here will do a damn thing.
I'm talking about boycott, not banning. You can start as many restaurants you want, but nobody's going to come.
Boycotting. It just, I don't think it'll make any impact whatsoever.
I strongly disagree, Mr. Henry. I think if you've got millions of Americans who say, I'm not having the Chinese chicken salad today because I do protest Chinese treatment of American flyers, I think the message is going to get sent.
So in Beijing, some 85-year-old premier is going to be getting out of bed with a bronchial cough, helped into his slippers by an assistant, and the guy will hand him the morning paper and he'll say, millions of Americans refuse to order Chinese chicken salad.
Yeah, what is that going to do?
Well, I mean...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, has anybody got a better idea? We'd love to hear it, Students for Change. 213-251-3189 is the number to reach us.
All right, listen, Sohi, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Let's talk here to Dan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I lived over in Taiwan and in Guangzhou, China, and I know that the People's Republic of China, the Chinese government, they don't care about public opinion here. And, you know, Richard Gere and all these knuckleheads can get up and say things about freeing Tibet and everything, and it has zero effect. And the fact that you want to boycott Chinese restaurants is ludicrous. I mean, that's racist.
Why is that
all,
racist?
That's
economic, man.
Chinese restaurants here pay U.S. taxes.
First of all, sir, that's economic.
They serve in the military here. What's the difference between that and interning Japanese during World War II? That's
Wait a
crazy.
Second, sir. I'm not
and
putting anybody in prison.
Hidden Dragon is a Taiwanese movie.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden.
Why don't you know that? Why don't you go to spend a little more time in class instead of these protests and maybe learn something, you knucklehead?
Okay, you want to call me names, that's fine, sir. The point I'm trying to make is that a symbolic statement, first of all...
And I'm telling you, they don't care.
You know
Dude,
what?
I live there. They don't give a damn.
Well, do you speak Chinese?
Yeah, I speak a little Chinese.
That's bogus, man. There's not one white guy that I know that speaks Chinese.
Well, sir. Wait,
what's up? What's up? Yeah, see, that's all I'm saying, man. You know, you don't speak no China, and you don't know nothing about Chinese.
Oops,
all right, okay.
I speak Chinese.
All right, thanks. Say hi, Phil, in Chinese.
Let's see.
Ni hao, Phil. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Here is the guy spent time in China.
The dude was bogus, man. He's like those Vietnam vets that like to say that they was in Vietnam when they weren't.
What Vietnam veteran could say that he was in Vietnam, but he really wasn't?
I mean that...
Yeah, you mean the wannabe.
Yeah, the wannabe vets.
Yeah, he's a Vietnam vet, but he wasn't in Vietnam. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Sean, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't agree with him, and if he's a professor, he doesn't sound like one, but if he is...
On mechanical physics.
So be it. I think... You might have your heart in the right place, but I don't think what you're saying is going to do any good because what you're talking about...
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of Americans over there that are in trouble, man.
That are now American citizens.
Oh, I didn't hear that. What did you say? Your car phone stinks.
Yeah, sorry about that. But they're American citizens now is what you're talking about. They're no longer from China. They're in America. They're part of America.
See, what you guys don't understand, man, is if you put enough pressure on the Chinese that live here...
They have no relationship with Chinese government.
No, because they write letters home to their relatives saying, the squeeze is getting put on us over here, okay? And then the Chinese start to notice that Americans mean business.
I think you're looking for an opportunity to be racist.
No, man, no way. The other thing is that feng shui, man. You know, everybody talking about feng shui only enforces that Chinese hand. It only helps them. And it
feng shui? You mean the thing with the
thing with the furniture? All that, man. And
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. An economic boycott of China is being called for by this young man, which begins with boycotting Chinese restaurants. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, with Jeff Dowder from Students for Change, who propose forcing the hand of the Chinese government to give back our pilots and the so-called spy plane that they have captured by boycotting Chinese restaurants. And
also, Mr. Henry, if I could just jump in.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead.
We also have, for people who are uncomfortable with the Chinese restaurant concepts or have friends who might be economically hurt by that, there are symbolic boycotts. And we mentioned not ordering Chinese chicken salad or playing Chinese checkers, also the Chinese fire drill, anything that has to do with that culture or economy. And
so you're asking people not to perform Chinese fire drills?
Yes, sir. And these are...
Okay, I don't know really whether that exists per se. Let me go over here for just a moment here to Aaron. Aaron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Very good.
Yeah, I was just calling in regards to the response this guy was making. I heard him being derogatory towards a Korean girl who called. She has strong points. And
wait a second. I wouldn't be derogatory. I was disagreeing with her.
You were disagreeing with her, saying that she was going to automatically be on the side of the Chinese people. Now, I'm
Well, what do you think, man? What do you think? I mean, Korean, Chinese, they're all in the area.
They're not all the same, though. It doesn't matter.
Can
they
you
have
tell
different views, and they have different beliefs.
Hey, Mr.
Basically,
Henry.
Basically, what happened was America got caught spying. If Chinese people got caught spying on America, what would happen to them?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
We'd let them go within a day.
How do you know we'd let them go?
Oh, my goodness.
This is America, man. We're not keeping hostages.
This is the same country that during World War II, when we got in a war with Japan, we put a bunch of Japanese Americans in concentration camps. And you're going to say that we're going to let them go?
For a limited time.
So what? They were still in concentration camps.
Right.
It's like they've been hostage for how many days now? A limited time.
Well,
a limited time.
No, wait a second,
so,
man.
What if a Chinese spy plane got, you know, hit an American jet, the American jet goes down in the Pacific, and then the Chinese spy plane lands at LAX?
We'd lick into it, let them go within 6 hours.
Ah,
what?
Oh, God.
What?
That is amazing.
Well,
that
dude,
is amazing.
You don't know for sure. This is America, not the Communist Republic of the Chinese people.
Whatever.
By boycotting
Chinese restaurants, that's not going to do anything, really.
What
just
about?
Like the guy was telling you, and you said you don't know any white guys that speak Chinese. I know a Mexican that speaks Cantonese that went to Hong Kong every summer.
You're kidding.
To do work for an American company that's doing business in Hong Kong. It's not like they're boycotting us or kicking us out.
I never heard of nobody from America knowing Chinese.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, then you must not know that many people. You must be just ignorant and you don't go outside of your realm of the Caucasian American.
No, dude. I know black guys. I know Mexicans, too. But I never met a white guy or even a black guy, too, that could speak Chinese. Now you're telling me a Mexican can?
Well,
that's
I'm saying that I know one. I have a
it.
Personal friend who is a Marine who speaks Cantonese.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What possible reason would a Mexican have for knowing Chinese?
Well, he went to high school in Singapore.
He what?
He went to high school in Singapore. Nevertheless, that just defeats the purpose. What I'm saying is by boycotting Chinese restaurants, there's not only Chinese people working at these restaurants, there's American people working at these restaurants. By boycotting, you're going to hurt their pocketbooks.
As I said, I wanted to expand it out so that we boycott symbolically Chinese checkers, Chinese fire drill, the Chinese chicken salad. What?
I don't know. It defeats the purpose.
How's it defeat the purpose? America got caught spying. When's the last time you performed a Chinese fire drill?
I've never performed a Chinese fire drill. What is a Chinese fire drill?
Yeah, what is a Chinese fire drill?
Well, it's a symbolic. It's like a cluster bang. In other words, if you screw something up, you call it a Chinese fire drill.
So
what you're saying is let's not screw anything up anymore. And that, God, man.
This guy sounds like a racist to me. Personally,
I'm not racist,
black,
man.
And I have no racist against anybody.
Dude, I got no racism, man.
Everything you're saying is racist.
No,
You were automatically accusing the Korean girl of jumping sides just because she was Korean. Not necessarily true. She could have her own opinions.
Can I ask
you
a question?
Just because she's Korean doesn't mean that she's going to take sides with Asian cultures.
Could I ask... Could I ask you a question?
Okay, yeah.
Do you use China in your home, maybe your mother, your parents' home, or in your home?
I live in my own home, and we don't have any China in our home.
Okay, that's a step in the right direction.
I can't. Well, it's not that I don't want China. It's that I can't afford China. I'm not having, you know, Christmas dinners or Thanksgiving dinners where I need China.
All right, what
so
I'm saying is, why don't you just not buy it as a symbolic statement?
Well, because the thing is, America, in my opinion, screwed up. We were spying. For what reason? Why were we spying
on
China?
Look, Mr. Doubter, not buying China plates or performing Chinese fire drills is going to...
is going to do anything. Yeah, and another
It'll be a strong message.
Instance of what America would do to Chinese people that were spying is Wen Ho Lee. That guy wasn't even spying. He wasn't even selling military secrets to China, and we put him in prison for a year.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, because I've known some Chinese guys. When they look at you, they're all like, yeah, man, how you doing?
And so you could say the same thing about Mexicans. When
Mexicans, you can read them like a book.
And they speak Spanish and you don't know what they're saying, they could be talking about you.
What I'm saying is when you look at a Mexican dude, you know what the guy's thinking because...
But you don't know what anybody's thinking.
You can read a Mexican dude like a book.
You can read people's minds.
No, but the Chinese dude is always looking at you through them glasses going, yeah, man, do you want some, you know, chow mein?
You know what? I wear glasses, too. Does it mean that I'm looking through you with glasses and thinking something else?
No, man, because, you know, you're American, man. I can see what you're thinking. But a Chinese...
Okay, thank you. Look at Aaron. Thank you very much for your call.
Hey, thank you for letting me speak my
word. You got it.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Yeah, fine. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean a strong freaking... Now, where are we? On line three here? Oh, okay. What do you mean a strong statement?
That's all I'm looking for. And you not do a Chinese fire drill is a strong statement as well as the chicken salad.
Here is Ken on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Ken. Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I want to make two quick comments now. I'll hang up and listen to your response. The first one is, you know, protesting these Chinese restaurants and Chinese food and stuff, that ain't going to do no good. And the reason why is the Chinese kill their own people. You know, they ain't going to care if they starve a few of them over here in this country. You know, that ain't going to break their hearts.
Well, that doesn't starve Chinese people. If you boycott the Chinese restaurant, we go hungry.
And then my second comment is what President Bush ought to do is give them 24 hours to get all their diplomats out of this country until they decide, until they release all of our people in that plane, get it back over here in the States, and then start negotiating from there, you know.
I think
our president's playing softball and
What do you mean, get their diplomats out?
Diplomats.
They're Chinese diplomats over here.
Okay. What about the symbolic protest on a Chinese chicken salad?
That'll never work.
Do you ever order it?
Huh?
Do you order Chinese chicken salad?
No, I don't eat stuff. But
dude, what do you eat, man?
American food.
Oh, okay.
Protesting Chinese
food.
Did
you go see that hidden tiger crouching dragon?
No, I don't eat none of that kind of stuff. Shoot, I'm an American. I eat them American hamburgers and fries.
You don't eat hidden dragon?
No, uh-uh.
Does your wife?
Okay,
no.
That's fine. Thank you very much for that.
No, I was just asking.
Okay, great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, I'm doing my part to bring our guys home. I ain't watching no more Bruce Lee movies. But I got to tell you, I never watched them in the first place. So I guess, I did my part even before those guys were taken hostage. In the event that any of these guys would be taken hostage, I just decided Bruce Lee movies blew, and I didn't watch any of them. By the way, I do speak a little Chinese, too, because I was in China for a very short time in 1982. I was there for a month. This was right after they were opening it up for tourism, so I got my visa. I went over there, and I know ni hao, which is hello, ganbei, which is bottoms up, and that's about it. But, you know, that's all you need in China. Ni hao, hi, how you doing? That means hello, and ganbei, you know, when you order a drink. And I told you about that crap that I got over there, that mao tai, that stuff will take the paint right off of the it'll take the paint right off of your wig. 1-800-449-8686. This China thing, they're tying yellow ribbons again. I'm very disquieted and very unsettled by this guy Bush. And it could be me. And I'm sure it's me. He really bugs me. And beyond that, this guy is a throwback to 1990, man. 1990 was not a good year for me. 1990, I was out of work. I was busting the pennies out of my penny jar, and I was paying for my truck with money that I borrowed from my friends. 1990 is when I had to go up to Ventura and work for $1,500 a month. 1990 sucked. Now I'm back there with Junior. Because we're tying yellow ribbons again. Only this time it ain't going to be a war against the sand people. Now he's got us into a war with the Chinese. That's one that I don't relish, man. That ain't going to be no tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, baby. This tying a yellow ribbon, we're always doing it here. You want to know why? Because they're always taking Americans hostage. And why are they always taking Americans hostage? Because we can't keep our freaking noses out of other people's business. I could give you all kinds of history lessons. I don't want to bore you guys with this stuff. I know all about history. But there was a time, long time ago, when the senators got up in the Senate and they said, are we an empire or are we a country? Because they were talking about taking over the Philippines. They wanted to go to war with Spain. They wanted to extend American influence. And the really thoughtful men got up in the Senate at the time and said, is this a country, is this a nation, or are we an empire? Are we trying to pull what the British pulled? What are we doing over there spying on the Chinese? Now, I recognize that they've got a nuke pointed at L.A. If we're going to spy, can't we do it in a cooler way? Isn't there a neater plane? Isn't there some, you know, what in the hell? That's a hell of a spy plane, man. There they are. They sent a Chinese jet fighter up there to intercept the American spy plane, which some old-timer just called the line here when I was answering the phones, and I just couldn't take his call because it was going to be a long show. And this guy was, yes, sir, I'm calling because erroneously you're referring to it as a spy plane. Technically, it's a plane that they spy out of. And, okay, thank you. Yeah, I got it, man. Whatever happened to the time we used good-looking guys in fancy tuxedos who drank martinis? Why don't we do that? Good old 007, man. No, we got these guys up in the airplane, and now they're hostage. And now guess what we're doing? We're tying a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Oh, man. It's got to be more to life than just that. And good old Pops. I remember when the Gulf War was busting out, that whole thing. That tied a yellow ribbon deal. What exactly are you going to do with that? Does that mean they're going to feel so bad they're going to let them go? Americans, we guilt everybody into letting our hostages go out. You know, we got the yellow ribbon tied and they got the apple pie there and we're just waiting for Junior to get out home. And, oh, man, the propaganda machine that works in this country, the propaganda mill that just gets turned on whenever anything like this happens, it's getting so predictable. You can hear those guys marching home now, man, with those ribbons getting tied. Look at these clowns are over there. They got caught with their pants down around their ankles, and now they're getting spanked. Just stand up like a man and take it there, Georgie Porge. And Colin Powell finally came out and he said, well, you know, we regret the Chinese loss. Just come out and say, look, we apologize. We were spying on your plane. They were in international water. I understand that. 62 miles out, everything else. They knew what they were doing there. And it was all this stuff about May Day and all this crap. Like I heard people saying, well, they gave out a May Day, and internationally that means that you ought to respect them because they needed help, and you should let them land and then let them take off again. That's kind of like a guy in this country. Don't we get upset when a burglar comes into our home, breaks his leg while he's burglarizing our house, and then sues us? That's the diplomatic version of that. That's what we're doing right now. We catch some guy putting a bug in our, you know, like in a lampshade someplace in our home, and then he says, let me go. I have the right to be bugging your lampshade. That's what the diplomatic version of that we're doing right now with this Chinese thing. I don't get that. You ever hear about these burglars that come into your house, you know, they break their leg and then they sue you because you didn't have, what, you don't have homeowner's insurance or something, and they're suing you because there was milk spilled on the kitchen floor, so when they were pulling your freaking Sub-Zero out of the wall, they slipped and broke their rear end. So now they're suing you. That's what America's doing. We set a spy plane over there, then we had to land it on their territory because we got caught with our pants down around our ankles. Now we want them to let the plane go and the guys too. What the Chinese ought to do, let the guys go, keep the freaking plane. Go into it whatever you want. And the next time we send something over there like one of those things, we ought to send over like a fake one. So when the Chinese go monkeying around with it, it blows up. I don't know. Anything. I love what the guy said about not playing Chinese checkers. When's the last time you played Chinese checkers? You probably can't remember. I play it every weekend with our kid. Catherine loves Chinese checkers, so we're playing it all the time at my house. If we stopped playing Chinese checkers, it would send a very strong message to the Chinese. And if we stopped those Chinese fire drills. I was in China. I rode a bike through China. It was a lot of fun. It's a beautiful country. And everybody said hello, and they loved the hell out of us, you know. But they're not really impressed with America beyond a lot of bullcrap that they've heard, you know. Most of the stuff they hear about us, they don't really dig. It's yeah, whatever, you know. They've even got a really cool film business over there. And Chinese, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I thought it was from Hong Kong. Who's the guy that did that? Ang Lee? That's the guy. He's from Hong Kong or something. He ain't no Taiwanese. He's Taiwanese? All right. That's fine. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And I was talking about losing weight last hour, and I got the 0 points on this mustard that I'm putting on, like, all of my sandwiches. It's it's called Engelhofer. It's really freaking hot stuff. And all this salsa that I'm eating and all of these, it's just stuff's got 0 points because I'm on this Weight Watchers thing. So I slapped some of this Engelhofer mustard on a sandwich I made the other day, and I just about set fire to my mouth. It was the hottest stuff. I got a wife that puts all kinds of crap like that on the food that we serve up. I gotta have to have her back off of that. When the skin is peeling in the inside of your mouth, anyway, that's the weight thing. 239.5 pounds and dropping. 1-800-449-8686. So we raised $125,998 for my friend's place total. We're not really going to be promoting the CD or the album sale after this point. We did our last personal appearance. We really appreciate the association that we had with my friend's place over the last few years. I got to tell you, we'll evaluate exactly where we're going to be going from this point forward. You can order the CD on our website. You can also order the CD on the My Friend's Place website. And when next year rolls around, when next fall rolls around, we'll tell you where we're at with our association with them and what we're going to do. But I think all told, over the years, we raised a little bit over $500,000 for the guys at My Friend's Place through the sale of our CD, and this year through our picture disc, the picture disc vinyl. Did we ever get an idea as to how many of those vinyls we sold on Saturday? I don't know. But it was a pretty good association. We were very happy with it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.